Francis has written to the leaders of government and the opposition in Venezuela, urging a peaceful and negotiated solution to the ongoing political crisis there. The Holy Father's message was read out by Apostolic Nuncio Archbishop Aldo Giordano at the start of a much-anticipated meeting between President Nicolas Maduro and key members of the opposition. Eamon McCarthy reports.
Pope Francis writes that he is aware of the restlessness and pain felt by so many people and expresses his closeness to the victims of recent violence and their families, while at the same time reiterating his deeply held conviction that violence can never bring peace, only more violence. Thursday's talks, which were televised, are the first major effort at reconciliation since anti-government protests broke out in Venezuelan cities in early February. Key leaders of the opposition, including two-time presidential candidate Enrique Capriles, agreed to sit down with Maduro after receiving assurances that the socialist government is willing to discuss divisive issues, such as an amnesty for jailed government opponents and the creation of an independent truth commission to investigate who's to blame for at least 40 deaths tied to the unrest. The Holy See was also invited to take part in these talks as a neutral observer. In his letter, Pope Francis calls on those participating in the meeting not to get stuck in the conflict of the moment, but to open themselves to one another to become true builders of peace. He also asks them to have the courage to look beyond their differences for the good of the Venezuelan people and their own children's future. They can do this, he writes, by focusing on what unites them rather than on what divides: their love for their nation, their faith in God, their shared concerns for the consequences of the economic crisis, such as rising rates of violence and crime. Pope Francis concludes that the path of dialogue is a long and difficult one, but the only one that can lead to true justice and peace. I'm Eimear McCarthy.